from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, legislators have approved a partial restoration of funding for needy families. A federal court hears arguments on a case that has ramifications for citizen-led ballot initiatives. And a tribute to SDPB's Carl Gerke. It's Wednesday, June 10th. Here are today's stories. The Legislative Rules Committee has approved a rules package that increases funding for needy families. Though some on the board did say it's an increase to South Dakota's welfare state, the majority say it's a needed investment. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
TANF, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, is a state program that offers benefits to South Dakota families facing financial insecurity. Department of Social Services attorney Greg Tishkoff explains the new proposal during proponent testimony.
Would result in an increase to the standard TANF payment amounts by approximately 6.4%. The increase relates to an $854,000 appropriation made in the 2026 legislative session to increase TANF benefits by 5%. These rule changes adopt that 5% increase together with the 1.4% inflationary increase that was included in the FY27 general appropriation.
There were no opponents in the gallery, but some lawmakers questioned the increase. That includes Rapid City Senator Taffy Howard, who questions how the state squares this decision with recent TANF reductions.
We were 30% above maintenance of effort. We took that down to maintenance of effort. We implemented the 10% cut actual dollar-wise, but we're putting back in 5%.
Ultimately, the board considered it a worthy investment, with Sioux Falls Democrat Eric Mucky moving to complete the rules-making process.
There is a letter of intent that is a follow-on to what was passed in the general fund budget this year, specifying where those funds would go to. This is a rules package to move forward with that. This will be an ongoing conversation of JCA. I know that there's an LOI that will be presented in July to discuss the future of TANF and where we go from here. I will respect the JCA process for going through that and looking at the LOI. I'm happy to offer more discussion, but I think at this point this answers the question of what we're doing for this year.
Howard and Speaker of the State House John Hansen were the only two no votes in committee. It passed on a bipartisan 4-2 vote. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
A federal court hears arguments about a dispute over a state law that moves a deadline up to collect signatures for citizen-led ballot measures. A 2025 law moved the signature deadline up to the first Tuesday in February of the general election year. The previous deadline was the first Tuesday in May. It's in response to Amendment G, a ballot measure that would have legalized abortion. An anti-abortion group led by legislator John Hansen sued, seeking to invalidate signatures gathered by Dakotans for Health. Election day came before the lawsuit was settled. The lawsuit was dropped when Amendment G failed at the ballot box. That prompted the state legislature to look at moving the deadline up. Hansen introduced a 2025 law to move the deadline to February. The state says moving the deadline up gives legal challenges, like the one over Amendment G, the necessary time to play out in the court system before an election. Dakotans for Health sued the state over the change, arguing it puts an unnecessary burden on petition gatherers and eliminates core political speech. District court judge sided with Dakotans for Health. The state appealed to the Eighth Circuit. Paul Swedlin with the Attorney General's office argued on behalf of the state. He asserts petition opponents could still litigate after an election, but the state legislature put priority on pre-election litigation.
And the legislature simply made a policy choice that they are going to try and level the First Amendment playing field by creating a 9-month deadline, splitting the difference between petition proponents and petition opponents.
The attorney representing Dakotans for Health is Jim Leach. He argues the state can't eliminate core political speech except for good reason.
This law bans 3 months of proponent core political speech. It does not do anything to opponent political speech. Opponent political speech can proceed always unimpeded with no effect whatsoever by this law. So that argument in the state's rebuttal brief simply will not fly.
SDPB used public audio of oral arguments from the Eighth Circuit Court in this story. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. A center dedicated to preserving Native art and culture celebrates its grand opening. Located in Pine Ridge, the Chautauqua Arts Center welcomed more than 1,000 people with guided tours, live performances, artist showcases, and vendors this week. The center's director says the opening represents both a celebration of and a commitment to honoring Native artists and stories. The grand opening of the Arts Center supports the continued growth of Indigenous-led arts programming in the region. Sioux Falls mayoral candidates Christine Erickson and Jamie Smith are participating in a community-focused public debate. Sioux Falls Simplified is partnering with Sioux Falls Live and the Dakota Scout to host the debate. Several nonprofit and community organizations are also taking part. Organizers say this is the only mayoral runoff debate that is open to the public, with questions curated to include input from community stakeholders. These stakeholders include South Dakota Voices for Peace, Startup Sioux Falls, Dakota Rural Action, and several more. The debate is at Carnegie Town Hall on Friday, June 12th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. local time and is completely free. No tickets are required. Officials say a man guilty of killing another man described as his best friend has been sentenced to life in prison. 23-year-old Luke Birch faced a jury in Pennington County who found him guilty of second-degree murder for the killing of McGarland Walker VI. The Pennington County State Attorney's Office says Birch shot Walker 6 times after the two had an argument in March of 2024. According to South Dakota law, a second-degree murder felony carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. A mobile memorial honoring Vietnam War service members is in South Dakota this week. The Wall That Heals exhibit is on display at Brookings Thursday through Sunday. It's a 3/4 scale of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Brookings is one of 31 communities hosting the wall during its tour this year. It'll be displayed at Fishback Soccer Complex. It's free to the public. SDPB's Jazz Nightly host, colleague, friend, Carl Gerke died on Tuesday. On today's Local Digest, we take a moment to remember Carl's career that spanned 40 years in public media. He was a journalist, an arts advocate, a creative storyteller, and a jazz host. Listeners might know Carl for his depth and understanding of music. His colleagues remember his wit, his dry sense of humor, and his kindness. SDPB's Kevin Patton has this tribute to Carl Gerke.
Carl Gerke's roles in public media are as diverse as his record collection. He started in 1985 as a reporter in Worthington, Minnesota. He spent a little time at an ad agency, and in 1991 became the arts advocate at SDPB. Carl and executive director Julie Overgaard both started at SDPB around the same time. And she remembers conversations in the break room.
He was actually very quiet, but very, very observant. So Carl was much more one to sit, listen to the conversation, and then have the absolute best comment, zinger, whatever you want to say, not ever in a mean way, but just in a really, he was very witty and very smart and an incredibly dry sense of humor and wit.
A few years later, Carl created a weekend big band spotlight program, highlighting his love of 1930s and 40s swing. He said it was something he always dreamed of doing since he was a kid. Former SDPB content director Larry Rohrer recalls a story that was repeated around the station.
The one thing that I learned about Carl early on was a story that he told that sounds like a joke, but I really don't believe it was. His parents were educators in Brookings and at SDSU, and he told stories about his folks would be downstairs listening to their favorite 60s rock and roll music and all of that rock and roll stuff, and he would be upstairs enjoying his Frank Sinatra, his Duke Ellington, and he would have to tell them to turn it down.
Big band spotlight lasted twice as long as the big band era itself. Carl also produced a program called Extended Play, taking place in an imaginary record store.
Hello there, come on in. Welcome to Extended Play Records. It's really great to see you here, and the party's just getting started. Yeah, here's your name tag. Oh, I'm Carl Gerke, owner of the store.
He said it was easy to lose himself in the fictional world with the characters he created.
It was a story within a story. And Carl wasn't just a one-note person in terms of not only his love of music, but his knowledge of music. So for him to, I think, put all that musical knowledge with his sense of humor, with his writing and his other abilities, it was just kind of a mashup that probably gave him some of the most creative license he had in his career.
Overgaard says Carl carried that creativity over to the next show he produced, Jazz Nightly.
Carl was able to build up a lot of respect for his knowledge and his wisdom, and you know, and every show having a theme. It wasn't just that he went and slapped 10 songs together. I mean, it was always thoughtfully done.
This is Jazz Nightly on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up next hour on the program, we'll hear music celebrating dogs. We'll hear organist Jack McDuff, guitarist Bill Frisell, pianist Eric Reed with a pair of bass players, Martha, My Dear with Brad Meldow, a tune that Paul McCartney wrote for his sheepdog. And Dr. John has How Come My Dog Doesn't Bark When You Come Around. Stick around.
And so then you've got to listen because, you know, how do dogs and jazz intersect? And by golly, in Carl's world, they did. So, I mean, that's what made it fun and entertaining.
Carl Gerke will be remembered for his musical knowledge and wit, and for many at SDPB, his loyalty and friendship. Carl once wrote, "Jazz is woven into the fabric of American history, and in many ways, it's the musical embodiment of the American ideal." Carl felt grateful to be able to share the history of jazz and the legends who created it. Thank you, Carl. I'm SDPB's Kevin Patton.
And that's it for this edition of Big Band Spotlight on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Till next time, keep swinging.
Jazz Nightly is featuring shows Carl recorded for the rest of the week. Matt Wiesner will host new episodes of Jazz Nightly for the foreseeable future as we determine the best way to continue serving the South Dakota jazz community. Thank you for honoring Carl with your thoughts and memories. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.